June 9th, 2020. June 9th, Tough Tuesday. And what is a thought for Tough Tuesday? Tough Tuesday's thought is stop trying to fit in when God made you to stand out. Stop trying to fit in when God made you to stand out. Now, why is that so tough? Because normally we look around us to see what everybody else is doing instead of looking up to God to see what He is directing. We look around us. What are they doing? How are they doing their job? How are they doing with their families? How are they doing with their finances? Where are they at in their faith? What are they doing? Instead of looking up to God and saying, Lord, how are you directing me? Lord, how are you directing my steps according to your word? How are you directing me with my family, my finances, my faith? Lord, how are you directing me? So if I focus in on how He's directing me, I'm going to stand out. And standing out is balanced by His direction, by His word, not fitting in to what everybody else is doing. That means you don't go off and kind of be the lone cowboy, you know, riding off into the sunset like you John Wayne or something like that. Nah, we talked about this already before many a time, dealing with, you know, it takes a team to make the dream work. But in the team, there's different positions and there's uniqueness in every position. So on this Tough Tuesday, it may be tough to be unique. But look at your DNA strand. Look at who you are. You are one of one. You're not a copy of somebody else. I'm thinking back to my brother-in-law who was in the music industry, and he was with the group way back in the day before Justin Timberlake broke out, the group called NSYNC. He was their role manager. And he told me something. Why do I bring that up? Because I'm going somewhere with this. He told me how in the music industry, they look for a sound. But what sound they listen to or look for? They look for or listen to the sound that has caught everybody's ear for that moment. And then they piggyback off that sound till another sound comes out. So the thing is, there's one unique and then many copies. And those many copies, they make money, they get famous, they're able to take care of their families. But when that sound drops off and somebody else unique comes up, then they're out of the game. See, but if you're true to who you are in God and He's directing you every step that you take, your uniqueness is now built off trying to create somebody to follow you. Your uniqueness is based off of you following Him. So when you stand out, you're standing out because He's having you stand out in that moment, in that time. But you're genuinely doing what you're doing. I'm kind of a fan of comedy. I've kind of pulled away from it a little bit lately because of some of the things that are spoken of within the comedic realm, the language, things of that nature. And I haven't been on that like that. I'm just being transparent with you. But it's one person that I thought was very unique, and that was Dave Chappelle. And this is why. And I'm a believer wholeheartedly, but I'm saying I can learn from those around me and the uniqueness for which they're moving in, even though they might not be doing it according to the word. It's still something interesting to look at. And I took the example of Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle stepped away from a lucrative contract from his Comedy Central deal. You know, this is a worldly situation. He's dealing with worldly people, and he chose to step away based off the things that he's going through in his life and things where he was at in his life. But he was unique enough to not look at what everybody else was doing and stepped away. And thereby, watch this, he gained his freedom. Many say, man, well, he left a lot of money on the table. But he knew he was unique enough that he knew that if he stuck to who he was, the money would always be there. He didn't bow down in servitude to what everybody else was doing. He was being directed by what he felt. And for us, we're directed by the one who has directed us in our faith. I don't know where Dave Chappelle is in his walk. Don't get me. Don't start Googling Dave Chappelle. Is he a Christian? I don't know about all that. But I'm using it as an illustration, as an example to show you that it may be tough. You know all what was said if you're of age and you remember Dave Chappelle when he stepped away from that contract, what everybody was saying. If you don't know Dave Chappelle, the comedic stand-up comedian, akin to like a Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor type kind of date, you know, those people where he's kind of a current individual in that nature. He stepped away and he did not deny his uniqueness. He didn't let his uniqueness to be controlled. God said this, right? He said, let your light shine before men so they may honor God who is in heaven. God don't want you trying to honor everybody by being like them. He says, I have fearfully and wonderfully made you. We talked about that already, right? Psalm 139 verses 13 and 14. So you're made wonderfully to be unique. So stop trying to fit in. Allow God to direct you in how to stand out. And man, it's going to be amazing for you. It may be tough. It may be. But if you stick to your guns and let God direct you, then you will have people knowing that God is in you and your light will shine greatly. So on this tough Tuesday, excuse me, stop trying to fit in. Stop it. Because God has called you to stand out. Be encouraged and be blessed.